The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter. Jesus said to his disciples, I came to cast a fire on the earth, and would that it were already kindly. I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how great is my distress until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have came to give peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. For from now on in one house, there will be five divided, three against two and two against three. There will be a divided father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against her mother. Mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you say at once, a shower is coming, and so it happens. And when you see one in the west, you say at once, or one in the south, you say at once, the wind is. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be a scorching heat, and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and the sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the presence of time? The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ. Okay, now it's time for the children and youth to bring your backpacks up, and even if you forgot, because I know there are some that said they have forgotten, I want you up here anyway. Come on all the way up here. I've got something for your backpack, even the ones that you forgot. So come on up, and we'll just kind of gather right around in here. And how is everybody today? All right, so you have a backpack that carries things, right? Carries all very important stuff. Well, I want you to carry one more thing with it. And that's why we have the blessing of the backpack. So Pastor will tell you all about that in a minute. I have here a little tag for your backpack that's got a Bible verse on it or a Bible saying. And I want you to carry it with you with all those important things to help remind you that this is important too. Your faith is important too. Okay? So I'm going to hand those out real quick. Everybody grab one. And then Pastor is going to take over and bless your backpacks real quick. There you go. Hopefully I got enough. I'll get them first and then I'll let you guys. And I got a few over there.
Everybody got one?
And I've got more back over there. So.
All right. Today we have before us backpacks to be carried to and from school by the children and youth gathered here. These backpacks will contain work to be done, work that's been returned, books to be studied, tools to complete homework, notebooks, pencils, pens, protractors, compasses, crayons, rulers, scissors, glue sticks, and other items used for schoolwork will find their way in and out of these backpacks. Some days, so much stuff will fill these backpacks that the students may find it difficult to walk. Other days, they will be light and nearly empty. But on each and every day, these backpacks represent work required of the students gathered here. And as in every aspect of our life, we bring these before God for blessing at this time. Let us pray. Gracious God, we lift to you today these students. They stand here ready to receive your blessings, and they commit themselves to study and learning in the school year ahead. We ask your blessing on each of them. Further, we ask your blessings on these backpacks. They will hold the schoolwork of each student and will be carried from home to school and back again. As these students carry these backpacks, may they be reminded of the love and care of this congregation that surrounds them each school day. We pray as well for the teachers and the administrators in our schools. May they also be sustained by your blessing. May they be reminded that this congregation embraces their call to teaching and learning and surrounds them with love and care as well. We pray in the name of Jesus, who we seek to follow day by day. Amen. All right, y'all may be seated.
On July 13th through 18th, 14 youth and sponsor Ashley Payton back there and myself had the honor of going to camp, thanks to you folks and your generosity, at Camp Lone Star in LaGrange, Texas. There were 12 girls and 2 boys and 1 visitor. We had a friend of one of the youth that wanted to go as well. So we had 14 that went. It was a little different. The theme for there, as you can see by some of the shirts up here, was defined. And the Bible basis was from Isaiah 43:1. But now says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. This was a little different for us this year as we've been going to Camp Chrysalis in Kerrville. And this one was a little bit closer and a little bit of a different camp for us. Camps have different procedures and protocols that they follow. And so it was a little bit of a difference for us because we've been doing one camp for so long. They had a much bigger camp, though, had a lot bigger things to do. And you're going to hear some of it here in just a minute. It was a little different for Ashley and I because we were used to being able to go to everything, but this camp said we would prefer that you kind of stay at a distance. So it was kind of a little bit different for us, having to kind of figure in and figure out their new procedures. But it worked out really well, despite the fact that one night the entire town of LaGrange went dark. They had a power outage for about 3 hours. And so the camp was dark, and so was the town of LaGrange, we found out the next morning. So we had some interesting things happen, but another thing that happened, I noticed every time I came out every morning out of the adult cabin, sitting in the middle of the camp was one dead tree way up tall, and every morning there was a hawk sitting there, kind of looking over the entire camp. And it just kind of reminded me that God overlooked everything for us every morning, every day. So, all right, so it's time for us to hear from them. I'm going to turn on the mic here and hand it to them.
So my favorite worship service was like the evening worships because I felt closer to God. And my favorite activity was arts and crafts and hanging out with all my new friends.
My favorite worship was the first worship because they welcomed us to the camp. And my favorite thing that we did was when we got to hang out with all my new friends in the cabin.
One thing I learned was forgiveness, and my favorite thing was the water slide.
My favorite worship was snow, and my favorite activity was fishing.
My favorite activity was probably the swimming, and then my favorite worship one was the last one. My favorite worship was snow, and then my favorite activity was the rock wall.
My favorite worship was when our church youth got together to worship by ourselves, and my favorite activity was the slip and slide.
My favorite worship was snow, and my favorite activity was throwing the hatchets.
My favorite part about camp was the evening devotions because that was our time to reflect on our day and talk to God.
My favorite worship was the last one, and I really liked going to the pool.
My favorite worship was probably the last one, and my favorite part was probably the slipping slide.
My favorite worship was evening worship, and my favorite activity was swimming in the lake.
Okay, now these people probably don't know what snow was. So you're going to have to kind of explain that for them. Anybody want to do that? Because I heard it several times. Somebody want to explain what snow was? Nope, they don't. Okay. They mentioned there were several things that were different. One, we have a much bigger pool, and they had a big floating area. It was basically divided into two sections, and it had a big floating area with little kind of like floating ramps off of them. So they were like slip-and slides. So you could go slide head first into the pool. The you heard mentioned the big hill that they turned into a big slip-and slide. It's a hill probably, I would say, what, taller than the balcony back there? It was taller than the balcony back there. What they did is they plowed out a little area, little ditch, and they put some foundation down, and then they put big black plastic down and put soapy water and hoses along it into a big pool at the end, and they would slide down it either on the body, or they had like these Schlitterbahn inner tubes. And of course, like I said, it was a plowed out area. And so they had hay under there, but they said the hay was kind of wearing down at the end of the summer. And so consequently, there were some interesting little rides going down that hill. There were some little shelves that if you hit just right, there was one girl that hit it, flipped out of the tube landed, and she landed back in it again. So it made for some interesting rides, but it was a lot of fun. And let's see, what else was mentioned that I thought? The last worship. The last worship, everybody had to do what? Was it a dance or presentation, wasn't it? Yeah, and there was backflips and I don't know what all in it, in some of them. So yeah, it was interesting. It's a very, very wonderful thing. As you heard, there were a lot of talks about time together. We had an hour, well, supposedly an hour, but we'd get about 30 minutes by the time everything was done together each night so we could check in and have fun and also do some studies too. And we also had a lot of good times just walking around the camp and eating food, right? They had a quack challenge course that they did. In the past, we've been able to watch that, but they kind of wanted us to stay away so they could build a little bit of trust with the campers. But they have a rock wall, they have high ropes that are for the older kids. Next year, some of these will be going into a separate program because of their ages, so that we'll have two programs going next year if they go. So wanted to let you know that we thank you and appreciate that. There are some thank you notes on the little sign-in stand out there in the narthex. If you would like to read those thank you notes, they have written them for you, for the congregation, for your support, and we thank you for that. And we look forward maybe to next year and maybe having a larger group. So thank you, and I think we have another song coming up.